This is In the News for December 10th, 2005. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. The first two stories today are about Cindy Sheehan. First one is from Scotland Today at scotlandtoday.scottishtv.co.uk. First Minister criticized for refusing to meet U.S. peace campaigner. The mother of the dead Scottish soldier, Gordon Gentle, has branded First Minister Jack McConnell a disgrace to Scotland. Mr. McConnell refused to meet the American peace campaigner, Cindy Sheehan, when she flew into Scotland today for a series of anti-war engagements. Cindy Sheehan has hounded President Bush and mobilized American public opinion against the war in Iraq. Today she was in Scotland to meet the Stop the War Coalition and a chance to meet with those who, like her, have lost their sons in the conflict. Cindy said, quote, "We're having a great success in America. Before Camp Casey, it was just a slight majority who opposed the war. Now it's up to 63% oppose the war," end quote. At First Minister's questions, the Scottish Socialist demanded Jack McConnell meet with Ms. Sheehan. The First Minister said, quote, "My office replied to that invitation earlier today, explaining that I'm unable to attend the meeting. However, I'm sure that all members of this Parliament would join me in extending our sympathy to all those who have lost family members serving in either the British or the American Armed Forces," end quote. Colin Fox, MSP, leader of the Scottish Socialist Party, said, quote, "Cindy Sheehan has lost a son in a war that the First Minister supported, and yet he can't even look her in the eye. Rose Gentle gets the same brush off," end quote. Rose Gentle, for her part, said, quote, "We expected it from Tony Blair, but not from Jack McConnell. We thought he'd have the decency to meet the families. We're actually disgusted with him," end quote. The pain of war is still real for these mothers, but in the end, their campaigning has not moved George Bush and Tony Blair. This again from Scotland Today at scotlandtoday.scottishtv.co.uk. Next story also about Cindy Sheehan and her trip to the United Kingdom. It's a press release from Parliament Square Peace Campaign. You can find them at www.parliament-square.org.uk. Sunday, December 11th, 12 noon, Parliament Square. Cindy Sheehan, a mother whose soldier son was killed in Iraq and who is now campaigning for the removal of U.S. troops from that country, will be visiting long-standing peace campaigner Brian Haw at his vigil opposite the House of Parliament. Cindy Sheehan is currently visiting the U.K. to participate in anti-war activities. She came to the sudden public prominence in August this year when she began a vigil for peace outside George Bush's ranch in Crawford, Texas, demanding that Mr. Bush meet with her as the mother of a U.S. soldier killed in action. She was joined by many supporters, and the vigil was named Camp Casey after her son. Ms. Sheehan is credited with helping to revitalize the anti-war movement in the U.S., and also is also one of the co-founders of Gold Star Families for Peace, which campaigns to bring U.S. troops home from Iraq to minimize the human cost of the war and to end the occupation. Brian Haw has been holding a continuous 24-hour vigil against the U.K. government's foreign policy in Iraq since June 2001. He started his protests against the economic sanctions on Iraq and has been one of this government's most vocal and public critics of the invasion and the occupation. His extensive display informs passersby of the ongoing horrors and injustices of the current conflict. He has been shortlisted for the 2005 Human Rights Award. Much of Mr. Haw's concern is for the younger generation, the children and young people of Iraq, but also the soldiers sent to fight. He's had many visits from people who have themselves seen active service, many deeply affected by what they have participated in and witnessed. Mr. Haw is a father of seven children and is now a grandfather. In August, Mr. Haw wrote a letter of support to Cindy Sheehan in which he said, quote, "For your child, precious as mine, regardless of the color of skin, the country you live in, race or religion, that is why I'm here, why I cannot leave. By your courageous stance, you affirm the value of your child and every other casualty. Your actions are the only way of minimizing the awful losses of this illegal, evil war," end quote. Accompanying Cindy Sheehan will be other anti-war activists from the U.S., including Code Pink, Women for Peace co-founders Medea Benjamin and Gail Murphy, Anne Wright, the high-ranking State Department official who resigned in 2003 in protest against the invasion of Iraq, and Phyllis Bennis of the Institute for Policy Studies, a leading analyst and writer on the Iraq War. Again, you can get more on this visit of Cindy Sheehan at two places. For Brian Haw's ongoing vigil in the UK, go to www.parliament-square.org. cindy-square.org.uk. And I took this article, this news release about Cindy Sheehan in the UK, off afterdowningstreet.org. Final story today, out of Brazil. This is from the Common Dreams News Center at commondreams.org. And this particular article is from The Independent in the United Kingdom, written by Andrew Buncombe. Rainforest martyr murder trial begins in Brazil. More than 10 months after a woman was shot dead in the Amazon, two men will go on trial today for the murder of the rainforest activist and American nun, Sister Dorothy Stang. But as lawyers prepare to lay out the case against the two so-called pistoleros who allegedly shot her, there have been claims that the government is ignoring a wider conspiracy directly related to the destruction of the rainforest. Ray Fran Sales and Clodoaldo Batista, the two men accused of the shooting of the 73-year-old on 12 February in Anupa, a remote rainforest encampment, will go on trial in the northeastern Brazilian city of Belém. Three other men said to have paid the hitmen to assassinate Ms. Stang will go on trial at a later date. But U.S. senators and a U.N. envoy have said they believe that wealthy loggers and ranchers suspected of actually ordering the killing have escaped justice. Ina Jelani, a U.N. special rapporteur on human rights who is attending the trial, said this week, quote, "We look forward to the government taking measures to catch the perpetrators. I have communicated my concern to the government and urged it to ensure impunity does not prevail," end quote. In a letter to the Brazilian president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, more than 20 U.S. senators have urged him to press the authorities in Pará State to investigate others who have been involved in the killing. They referred to a recent Amnesty International report which concluded that those behind most of the killings in the state escaped with quote-unquote impunity. This year, at least 28 rural workers and activists have been murdered in Brazil, more than half in Pará State. Sister Dorothy received numerous death threats during the 30 years she spent in the rainforest of Brazil, trying to help landless peasants and small-scale subsistence farmers. She had the facts on her side. Since 1970, 20% has been cut down as a result of logging and development, equivalent to 8 football pitches a minute. The murder of the white-haired nun, known as the Rainforest Martyr, recalled the 1988 killing of the activist Chico Mendes. Like his death, her killing has been seized on by campaigners around the world as the underlining the bitter battles being fought in Brazil over control of the rainforest and its future. One of Sister Dorothy's brothers, David, who is attending the trial, said, quote, "What we hope is that this is the beginning. It's a considerable step for the state of Pará, which has never held such a trial. I hear the prosecutor is excellent," end quote. Sister Elizabeth Bowyer, the senior sister of the Ohio-based Order of the Sisters of Notre Dame de Namur, of which Sister Dorothy was a member, said, quote, "It's very important that justice is done. It's very important that murders with impunity stop. I think the trial is very important," end quote. Emily Goldman of the Washington-based human rights group RFK Memorial said it was believed that up to 30 people may have been involved in the plot behind Sister Dorothy's killing. She said the federal government did not have the will to take on the powerful interests in Pará State and elsewhere in Amazon. She also said, quote, "This is a historic problem," end quote. The Brazilian Justice Minister, Marcio Tomás Bastos, has vowed to continue the investigation into Sister Dorothy's killing in order to pursue others who may have been involved. Again, that story from Common Dreams News Center at commondreams.org and came from The Independent in the United Kingdom. You've been listening to In the News for December 10th, 2005. I'm Scott Berguin at KSOWLP in Cottage Grove. I'll talk to you next time.